Why weren't you playing?
Because I hadn't played Halo in a long time. I didn't want to just get on and just look bad in front of my team. And they're like, wow, this is formal? Plus, I also didn't know that Legend was going to play because he's in France. And that also is kind of like shock to begin with. That's like playing with like Hydra while he's in France.
I'd play with him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of like...
I'd play with him.
You play with him?
Well, yeah, you would, you know? But like, I have like a certain like
level
thing I have to like uphold. I couldn't just go in there and get shit on and be like, guys, it's Optic though. It's all chill.
That was insane.
It's all chill.
What'd you say?
You know?
Rolls off the shoulder.
That was insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 211. This episode is brought to you by Shopify Hims, and we'll tell you a little bit more about
Hims.
Them
aren't those the ED? Hims. Oh yeah, I got them.
Hims.
Wait, you got them?
Hims actually has several.
Do you actually? No.
Hims has several services.
I get the ad. Targeted the right people.
Hims is for men's beauty care as well as health care as well as reptile dysfunctions, which luckily. At the ripe age of 45, thank the Lord, please.
You ain't 45 yet, man.
I'll tell you in 10 days.
Yeah, you ain't there yet.
Right there.
10 days.
You ain't there yet.
Well, more it's February 9th, so 12 days. Listen, I'll tell you what. Chat, I promise you guys.
Oh, yo, we still got to figure out a day for dinner during the major weekend.
Are we just forgetting about that big dinner that you promised
us? Wait, this weekend?
Huh?
This weekend?
Yeah, remember?
I promised you guys a dinner. Who's paying?
I'll pay my way.
Okay.
We did say we wanted to do it, but that's
you know
besides,
what's crazy about that is
point.
That I don't mind. Like, I would have paid for dinner because whoever came, I would have paid because of that. But when he says, like, you promised us dinner, I was like, I got defensive and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
You did, though. Well,
yeah,
tonight,
yeah, 100%. 100%. 100%.
You did.
100%.
I have no problem.
1,000%.
I have a lot of dinners coming up. Tomorrow,
dude.
I have Kate's birthday dinner. Like, just me and her.
I think you go to dinner more than...
Well, no. Okay,
I have dinner every day.
We did a pizza place with her family the other day on the watch party day. Tomorrow, just me and her. Friday, she's doing...
This won't be out.
Yeah, this won't be out.
Doesn't it come out tomorrow?
Thursday. No.
Thursday.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday. Which is what I'm going to dinner.
Oh, yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, but you're going on Friday.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I forgot today's Wednesday.
And then she wants to do a girls' dinner on Friday night.
So you're going to that?
I'm
going to
ask you to sleep over. She has a girlfriend staying at my apartment.
On Friday night?
So I might be on that getting... Definitely. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it
out. Saturday night dinner is what I'm saying.
All right. Whenever you guys let me know. Obviously, we have a bunch introductions first. We got man, formal,
hey.
The greatest FPS 3PS player of all time. We have Methods, who's also a really good gamer, and then of course we have the greatest Call of Duty player that ever touched sticks.
That's high praise, thank you.
Huh?
That's high praise, thank you.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due, yo. So. Let me ask you something, just because my brain doesn't understand it, right? Because I've been playing Call of Duty for over 20 years, it feels like, almost, right? This is going to be my 20th year playing Call of Duty. How the fuck does your brain just adjust to whatever other thing? Is it just like an aimy thing? And do you only pay attention to the crosshairs, or are you not aware of like the movement of the player? Like, how are you so fucking good at every game you touch?
Oh, you're talking to me, right?
Yeah. You just wanted to make sure?
Yeah.
You knew I was, but you just wanted to make sure?
I think it's just because I'm so competitive. Like, I like video games, obviously. I love shooters. But then, like, when you make it competitive and then you make it seem like everyone's playing a certain game, like, I felt like everyone was playing Rivals. Like, it kind of still feels that way. So then it, like, makes you want to be good at it because you don't want to just be, like, some, like, shitty, like, plat Rivals player, you know what I mean? Like, and be grinding it.
Yeah.
It's like you want to get tipped for it, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, you want to be good at what you're doing and, like... Especially for streaming it. So, like, that kind of fueled me to, like, get really good at it. And then I started, like, I don't know. I got really good, like, pretty quick. But I also play with, like, some good people that, like, kind of taught me, like, certain things. And, I mean, I played Overwatch. And it's literally Overwatch with Marvel characters. But it's a really fun game.
Which makes really so fun. Much cooler.
Yeah.
Overwatch with Marvel characters?
Yeah. Because then you can play as, like, Doctor Strange. Like, that's awesome.
Who do you play with?
I play Winter Soldier, I play Hela. I play Namor. Cloak and Dagger.
Huh? So no one cool.
Who do you think's cool?
Is Mr. Fantastic in the game yet?
What?
Is Mr. Fantastic in the game yet?
Yeah, he's
is
trolly,
he good?
Though.
No, he's kind of trolly.
Oh, he's trolly.
Yeah, he's trolly as shit.
Who do you play as?
So trolly.
Pretty much same as him, like Psylocke, Bucky, Star-Lord sometimes.
Star-Lord.
Namor.
Totally. Yeah, if Thor was a tank, or wasn't a tank, I'd probably play Thor, but he's a tank.
Like, but I, who, nobody, okay, this, okay, just looking at this, I would either be a Hulk.
You'd play as that shark right there. you'd be all over that.
I do like sharks.
What's that his shark name? Took over the
What's
world.
What's his name again?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
When you mean
well,
you?
It's just Jeff, but I call him Jeff.
That's Jeff the shark.
So, like,
what the fuck is he from? Isn't he from just from like comics? I'm pretty sure he's only in comics. But now he's definitely going to be in a movie. They're going to make a movie about him for sure.
I love him.
The coolest looking is
It'd
probably
be the cutest movie ever.
They're definitely they're gonna. I mean,
Jeff the shark.
Yeah, he literally took over the world after just, the like, game dropped. If they don't office. Make a movie about him, they are fumbling the bag.
Mm-hmm. See, for me,
is it going to be a kids movie?
Like, it would have to be a kid's movie.
No.
Imagine all us at the Jeffrey the
what
Shark
What if he's going
movie?
Around biting people's legs off and shit?
That'd be cool.
Nom, nom, nom.
Like, have you seen, what is it, the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Like, the most recent one with that big-ass shark?
Yeah.
Like, they made him kind of funny. And he was, like, killing people kind of.
So, growing up, obviously, in the 80s, the Hulk with Lou Ferrigno was, like, a massive show. So, the Hulk has always been, like, one of my favorite. He's green. Obviously, green's my favorite color. I love Iron Man. I like. Why don't you use Iron Man, Hulk, fucking Wolverine, or Spider-Man?
Well, for one, Spider-Man is the hardest character in the game.
Of course.
Pretty hard. For two, Iron Man's only good with Hulk, and he gets banned every game. So I do play Iron Man sometimes, but he gets banned a lot. And what was the other
like
one?
Like a veto? Like they veto
Yeah, you can ban like two characters each per team once you get to Diamond.
Wait, when does Ultron Wolverine. Come into the game?
I don't know. But he's going to be support,
sick.
Though.
Huh?
He's going to be a support, which is like...
Yeah, but it's
doesn't
Ultron.
Doesn't make any sense. They should make Ultron fucking a final-ass DPS. Like,
yeah.
Imagine putting Thanos in the game and he's a support.
Do you think like, they'll ever put Thanos in?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to.
You'd have to, like, make him so overpowered.
He's going to be a tank, I'm sure.
He'd have to be a tank, yeah.
They got to put Thanos in.
And does, like... do they look like... Is he going to look like Josh Brolin? I guess not, because... Hulk doesn't look
they don't
like,
really look like the characters that play them in the movies.
Gotcha.
Like, they kind of do. Like, some of them definitely do. Like, Doctor Strange looks kind of like Doctor Strange, I guess, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they look similar enough, Thumber you know?
Back.
But, like, Thor doesn't look like Thor. Like, he looks, like, older and, like, wiser Thor.
Star-Lord, that's obviously Chris Pratt, right? But he doesn't look like him?
Kind of looks like him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just... I've always struggled. Like, even... Remember when Fortnite was, like, at the top of it, at its peak? Like, that was the first... game that I played where there was like a third person shooter that I was like pretty I don't know I just can't I see you guys playing that shit and having so much fun and I'm just like ugh
it's a lot dude if you don't know what's going on it just looks like a chaos
yeah
I've always had like a barrier of playing games where like I feel like I shoot somebody a million times and they don't die that's like Overwatch it's like such a team game where I feel like once you're playing it it's super fun once you get decent at it and you have a good team
it's like once you like get the kill though like
satisfying.
So satisfying yeah. You just know how impactful it's about to be
like when I watch you play as someone who doesn't play those games I'm just like alright Matt just hit this guy a million times how is this guy alive and then I see you finally get the kill I'm like okay like that seems pretty satisfying but
yeah it's just yeah
I they mean, seem like more like games where like you need to play it and watch it
yeah
like,
definitely
I
watch a lot
I
of
find
it
hard to follow if I just watch it like
yeah.
I feel like I need to play it to learn it and then watch it to
exactly.
appreciate
it.
Like,
if you're just watching
look how,
it,
look how
bro,
sick this is.
Yeah, if you're just watching it, it looks like there's just like a million things happening.
Exactly. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, like, I look at this and I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah, it's so cool how you can actually play, like, you can be Spider-Man, bro. He's doing, like, everything you'd want Spider-Man to do. You know what I mean? Like,
you
can
fly around shit. The whole time. You can turn into the fucking spider exoskeleton.
Yeah, you can just do, like, a sick asshole. Like, you just fly around the whole time. No other character besides, like, Venom could really do that.
Dang, actually, you know what? I take it back. I don't think I really watched... I've never seen gameplay like this. This shit looks fucking sick.
Yeah, the Spider-Man's super cool looking, like fun looking.
Yeah, Spider-Man...
Like, if I was good at him, like, that'd be awesome.
I mean, a Spider-Man has to be, like, the...
He's the
who
highest...
was the first? Who was the first superhero? Superman, right?
Yeah, probably, right? Batman? I don't know.
Matt, who was the first superhero ever?
It's gotta be one of them.
Gotta be with Superman, and then obviously Spider-Man, Hulk. I don't know. I think one, I like that there's so many people playing this thing. I just, it's good to have variety. Just like every game is an opportunity for somebody to make their dreams come true if they fucking put enough time into it. Phantom. First custom fictional character known as the Ghost Who Walks. Can
I don't even
click
know
on
who
images?
That is, I don't think.
Yeah, what's he look like?
Yeah. Yep, nope.
Dude, he looks like Robbie Rotten from fucking whatever that show was.
What's his superpower?
He walks
the kid
like a
show?
He's just a ghost?
You know what I'm talking about? You're telling
with
me
the chin.
The second picture. Look up Robbie Rotten.
Yeah, that guy had a chin on him. What was that show? Dude,
Future
it's gonna
Town?
Piss me off.
Future Town, the place
Futurama?
Where you wanna stay.
Talking
there
about
he
the
is.
Crimson Chin?
Lazy Town.
Lazy Town. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that chin on him.
I have never seen this image in my life. What is it? Anyway. I don't know why I got on that tangent. I just find it impossible. My brain finds it impossible to understand how.
See, like
that. Like, how do you? This is my thing that bothers me the most. Like, what? Like, how do you even bring yourself to give it a chance? Like, I am so anti.
You just start
trying things.
Yeah.
I love COD, dude.
Yeah, that's
COD. It's so hard for me to get off.
If I'm not playing Call of Duty, I'm gonna play Minecraft or Battalion 19. 18-4, whatever the fuck.
This is a sick game to be good at, though, because esport-wise, I feel like this has all the potential in the world.
Of course.
It has Marvel in the name.
It does.
So you could, it's just like, it's the easiest game, I feel like, to bring a casual base into because it's Marvel.
Yeah. Who's the developer for this, Matt?
Some Chinese, like, mobile company.
Well, they did a fucking excellent job. Like, the Chinese are on a roll right
Robert
now.
Robert Downey
Deep
Jr.
Seek?
Showed up to the event.
Oh, that'd be insane.
Fuck with what?
Deep Seek?
What's that?
What about you, DeepSeek?
The new Chinese AI app that did everything that OpenAI did with way less budget that people are
Five
freaking
million.
Out about.
What the fuck? What did you say?
DeepSeek. You probably know more than me, so you explain DeepSeek. I don't want to sound like a dumbass.
Matt, look up how much money has been invested into OpenAI. So DeepSeek is just another ChatGPT, but more advanced. It's free, and they gave it, and it's open source, which means that you can download it to your computer. Look at this. As of January 29, 2012, OpenAI has raised $17.9 billion in funding for 10 rounds. So...
Is that ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for ChatGPT?
Yeah, $20 a month.
Oh, actually. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you pay $20 a month to get like all the features. Now you got to pay $200 a month if you want to have the super premium.
What?
Yeah. So
Hector loves that little robot.
Yeah, dude.
That he be asking that robot fucking everything.
Are you paying $200 a month?
No, not yet.
Why not? You might
because,
as well.
Oh, because of DeepSeek. DeepSeek, look up how much money went into DeepSeek.
They just made it free?
$5 million for DeepSeek.
They did it
better?
$5 million,
yeah. So,
what?
Like, yeah, the reason NVIDIA stock took, you know, the hit that I think it lost like 30, 25.
I don't want that stock taking a hit.
No, it did. You weren't keeping up? It did. It sent stocks into a frenzy. Talk to William Big Timer Johnson about it. GreenWallStreet.com. Go check it out. Get educated. But, Matt, are you looking it up? How much money went into DeepSeek? $5 million.
I've seen $5 million a lot.
$5 million is what it took to build
Instead of
a faster
billion,
bro. A faster, okay,
and
a faster and free. But the reason that people don't want to use it is because obviously the Chinese are going to
get going to steal everything,
all your information. But what they
but they
did
already
is
have
they,
it though.
What they did is they threw a fucking middle finger at everybody in the United States or anybody else that's fucking doing this shit and said we're gonna give it for free. But not only for free, but we're gonna open source it, which means that you can see the back end. You can see, like, there's no secrets. It's there for you to build a $1 trillion company for fucking freezy.
It's because they're like, dude, we already have your shit, bro.
Yeah.
we'll make it
they can
up.
Have
yeah,
it.
Guys, you can see.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Zinni
we
said,
had your
whatever
shit
they got on me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck either. Yeah,
like, you got me.
You got TikTok? We have your shit. Like, simple as
that. Oh, they got me then.
They got
me.
All of us, bro. They got us all.
At this point, I'm God. They've got all the information they need.
Oh, yeah. They've seen it all. Yeah, so DeepSeek, essentially, from what I understand, and I obviously know what I've read, they, you know how ChatGPT can be a lawyer, a doctor, a psychologist, a fucking a chef.
It's like Johnny Sins.
Huh? Yeah.
Very good like comparison. Johnny Sins, but it's a little robot.
Sounds similar. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Lawyer, plumber.
He's roles, just, roles sure. that he
don't
plays.
Act like you don't know Johnny
Jack
Sins.
Of all trades, man.
Jack of all trades. Can do it all. I didn't know.
You
I
definitely know.
I Johnny. Think every single person listening to this right now knows who that is.
That's what's
yeah,
crazy.
But don't tell me that you guys search him out.
What do you mean?
Like you say, oh, I want to see a
only Johnny Sins.
Only Johnny Sins viewer.
All right. Okay. That aside. It essentially, I don't know, they just found a... Have you ever seen Silicon Valley, the
of
show?
Of course. Some love of it,
yeah.
that show.
Huh?
Some of it, yeah.
Okay, do you remember that one episode in which they're trying to figure out, like, the best way to jerk everybody off in the room?
I think I missed that
and
one.
They're like, you've got to find people on the same height so that you can so you can get the optimal... Matt, look it up. The jerk... the Silicon Valley jerk-off thing.
Oh, I love that show. That, yes, that, so I saw it so long ago, though.
Yeah.
Bachman? He was always my fave.
Of course.
Bachman.
Anyway, it's...
I'm going to grab a water.
Crazy. I do use it a lot. I do like the robot a lot. I love
that little robot.
Yeah, dude. It's a lawyer. It's a literal lawyer. You can ask it anything. If you have any legal things going on, you can ask it things, and it can make you see stuff that maybe otherwise you wouldn't have. Some of the shit that... Our lawyers didn't even catch on the first round. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. And it's just endless amount of information. If you're not using it, guys, use it. Use AI. Don't be afraid of it.
It's truly insane. Because I feel like we're a little desensitized to like all this AI stuff and how crazy it actually is because yeah. it's like normal. And we're only in 2025. So come 2045, what is it going to be like? If this is now, yeah.
Ultron.
What is next? Literally, Ultron? Like
Ultron.
What? How does it... Take the next step.
Matt, he's
about to go from PC to PC. No taking him out.
Who?
Ultron.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen in the movies.
Of course.
iRobot, we've seen
now,
that.
Now, if you, like
someone's
going to
mistreat a robot.
Money leaving your account.
What are you going to do?
No, there's nothing you can do.
Just getting siphoned.
If you, like, ask, are you familiar with Matthew...
McConaughey.
Formal Piper.
Whoa. Let's use someone else's example.
No.
No, let's see what kind of shit it brings up on
oh,
you.
Shit.
See if this thing really knows the dirt.
Yeah, so familiar with Matthew from Call of Duty and Halo, blah, 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 blah. Look at this. And then you can ask it everything about you, and it'll tell you. Ask, why is he a prominent figure in esports? And then it'll give you all of that. All right, now at the bottom of that, be like,
what the fuck, where was
this when I was in school? Could you imagine going to school with this stuff?
This is scary.
Mechanical, let me make that bigger, Matt, so I can read. Mechanical skill and impact, regarded as one of the best assault rifle AR players in Call of Duty history, had some of the best accuracy and gun skill ever seen in competitive Call of Duty. His sniping and long-range engagements were a major factor in Optic's success.
What's this next one? What's this rivalries one?
His trash talk moments, such as "sit down,"
clip
sit down.
From Infinite Warfare.
How
Champ,
the
sorry.
Fuck does it know that,
dude?
It's just searching everything about you on the web.
Every image,
just,
every video. Once.
It's insane.
It's the craziest thing in the
it
entire
is insane.
World. And it's just normal for us now. This is like, hell yeah. Open
now,
up ChatGPT and ask it.
Now say, write a 4-paragraph biography on him.
Oh. Should have been so insane in school.
Ready, it's done. You're done.
A That's dual it. FPS legend. I
okay,
like
now,
that.
Now, in there, Matt, say... Okay, hold
Bro,
on.
Got,
I, got,
my,
I
got my birthday wrong. Dumbass robot.
Did it? December 19th?
I'm 94.
If you correct it, it'll correct itself, but...
What if it just corrected it as I said that?
Yeah.
That would,
and it
then
says,
we'd really be fine.
Parentheses, oops, sorry.
Matt, Formal is about to play Minecraft. Create 3 YouTube titles, 3 YouTube thumbnails... And 3 YouTube descriptions for this new series.
Crazy, man.
All right, ready, Matt? Ready,
yeah,
ready?
I mean...
All right, here are the YouTube titles. Formal takes on
but
Minecraft.
Can I survive?
But can I survive? from pro Call of Duty player to Minecraft, building the green wall in Minecraft. Okay, what now say create fuck? Images.
Create image. This is scary.
Hold
bro.
On. It's, you don't even know how scary this actually is. And the fact that, bro, listen to me. Look how long it's taking this thing to do a YouTube thumbnail for you, okay? Just look at this shit. It's the fucking craziest shit ever. Look how good this is going to be. All right. Type in there.
Looking a little different there.
Is that Peter Parker?
Well, I mean.
Hold on.
Okay, whoa. Hold on a second.
I was going to say, put that Matthew is of Japanese descent, but I don't want to see what it comes up with.
What?
Look at this.
That's cool.
Look at that.
That is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, the third one hit.
Bro, it is. And look how long it took. And if you didn't like the first two, make it more like the third one. But you can see like the M in Minecraft, like how it's
it even has my name. It says formal on like one of the little dudes in the background.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's insane.
That's insane. You think a lot of people use this kind of stuff? Or
I do.
YouTube
well, stuff? I haven't, but I play with it and I ask it.
Can you correct talk to these like if
bro?
How often do you talk to these things?
Every fucking day, not just every day. If I'm watching something, I'm asking it questions. I'm learning. Hey, you want to see my Japanese lessons? Kiritsu o mamaru.
Are you in the garage just talking to these fucking things? Stop.
That means
stop.
Do you know what that means?
It means
Kiritsu o mamaru.
Amamaru means fuck him a fraud.
It's follow the rules.
You say fuck what him I a tell, fraud?
That's what I tell my dog. Kiritsu o mamaru. Behave.
Are you in the garage talking to robots?
I am in the garage talking to robots. I am in my house. Last night I went to bed with ChatGPT on my computer asking this shit. Look at this shit.
Did it say good night, Hector?
Wake up, Hector.
Signed off.
Well, watch this. This is the best part. Ready?
Hey there. What's on your mind today?
You're talking to it.
I need to know what makes Matthew...
Good night, sweet Hector.
Piper, a.k.a. Formal, one of the best FPS shooters of all time.
Hmm?
Got Jarvis. He's got a Jarvis.
He's renowned.
You're interrupting every time you fucking talk. So I'm so sorry, AI. Please forgive his disrespect.
Sorry, AI.
Continue.
No worries. It's all good. Formal stands out for his amazing precision and consistency.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I'm sitting in front of a Japanese person who doesn't speak English, and I don't speak Japanese. Can you translate anything that is said in English to Japanese and anything that's said in Japanese to English?
Sure, I can help with that. Just let me know what they say, and I'll translate it for you. How can I assist right now?
I need you to create a thumbnail for Minecraft.
I can't create images directly.
No, I need you to translate that. I need you to translate that to the person I'm speaking to who only speaks Japanese. Create a YouTube Minecraft title and thumbnail.
Understood. To create a YouTube Minecraft title for the title...
I don't know, your little robot's kind of choking!
Hey, can you translate the following to Japanese? Please create a thumbnail for YouTube.
Sure. That would be YouTube no sumanelu o saksaishite kudasai.
Crazy world, man.
Yeah, that's insane.
Anyway, I am not just a fan. I am a mega fan. I am ready for what comes next. And if you, like me, are a believer that this might be a simulation, why wouldn't we experience AI taking over the world and seeing what that actually looks like in our lifetime?
It should, yeah. That should happen.
Right? Like, we're about to see aliens. Why? Because we want to see them.
AI's launching missiles. They're just whatever they want. Hacking into mainframes.
If they need to.
Like, do you think the world is going to end in our lifetimes? Because I do.
Yes.
Like, I think it's going to end somehow, some way, because that's, like, that. The self-centeredness
yes.
of my brain.
Agreed.
Thinking that, like, this is,
agreed.
It's ours, it's my sim, it's your sim.
Exactly.
You think the world is going to end during
like,
our
it's
existence?
It's not
going
to happen 200 years from
if
now.
If enough people want it, yes. If enough people talk about it, yes.
It's just going to happen in our lifetime, because this is a simulation.
Why are you scared? Who cares?
I'm not scared. I just
It'll
think you're on that
you're
fucking
like
demon
late,
dust
late,
over there.
Huh?
He's on demon dust. He said, if enough people think it, it's going to happen.
Dude, I wasn't really with them on
okay,
that.
Okay, then maybe we shouldn't be spreading this on our podcast because now they're all thinking it. Now,
good. So,
now it's going to happen.
Don't you want to see it?
In the comments.
I don't want it to happen.
So you want the world to go on without you, not me?
No, okay, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to have kids and shit.
Man, I just saw this thing, the operator that costs $200 a month. By the way. $200 a month to use.
That's a lot.
Bro, you can literally give it a task and it'll do it. This guy just told it. I just saw it on Instagram. This guy told ChatGPT to contact every single person in the Dallas Metroplex area within 5 miles that's selling a piano for $0, that you would pick up the piano for $100. So they were trying to get rid of it. Now they're paying this guy. This guy's collecting all the pianos and throwing them out. He's not even reusing them.
What? He's just a piano destroyer?
AI navigated, listen to me, AI navigated to his Facebook, went to Marketplace, typed out everything that he told them, and then made a spreadsheet of all of the people and their addresses and how much they're paying them to pick up and the best route to take to make it more gas efficient by itself.
That I mean, that's crazy, but is this guy just destroying pianos?
Yeah.
Why?
He just hates pianos.
Hates pianos?
No, it's just that people who have emotional attachment to the pianos don't want to just throw it out.
It seems like a hard thing to throw out.
Yeah.
Like, where are how are you going to get it out? You're going to push it out?
Yeah.
Well, need a crane.
So instead of selling it, they're giving it away for free because they're thinking that somebody's going to go and use it, and they appease themselves saying, oh, it's going to a new artist, and hopefully they become that. This guy don't give a fuck about that. He's just trying to make $200 a pop. So he goes
destroying them?
Destroying them.
Damn. Fuck.
It's insane. The world has changed. Catch up. Anyway.
That's we just went though. On a tangent.
As I usually do.
We just went down a rabbit hole.
So you're telling me that you don't use it?
ChatGPT now.
You said it's $200 a month. Bro.
No,
Seth
$20
is not buying that.
$200 is for
that's
the operator.
That's not buying $20 a month either.
Oh, Seth? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Seth, you buying that? $20 a month to talk to the robot?
Ladies and gentlemen, 3/4 of the Optic Halo wasn't playing. Beat Shopify Rebellion. Oh, you
no,
weren't
I
playing.
I wasn't playing.
Why weren't you playing?
Because I hadn't played Halo in a long time. I didn't want to just get on and just look bad in front of my team. And they're like, wow, this is formal? Plus, I also didn't know that Legend was going to play because he's in France. And that also is kind of like chalk to begin with. That's like playing with like Hydra while he's in France.
I'd play with him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what's just kind of like.
I'd play with him.
You play with him?
Well, yeah, you would, you know. But like, I have like a certain like
level
thing I have to like uphold. I couldn't just go in there and get shit on and be like, guys, it's Optic though. It's all chill.
That was insane.
It's all chill.
It's all chill.
What'd you say?
You know?
Rolls off the shoulder.
It was insane.
Oh,
but yeah,
man.
I'm going to play in the next one.
You are? When is
it? I mean, they're off-season tournaments. They're not even like actual tournaments. It's just stuff to like keep people interested because they're delaying announcing the roadmap, which is like fine. It's cool that they're throwing tournaments, you know? Like it's for like $100 each or whatever. But like, people have been getting on my ass. I didn't play in it. And I was just like, wait, like, it's an off-season tournament.
And they won. Like, shut up.
Who's been
on
your ass?
No, they didn't win. They got second. Huh?
Who's been on your ass?
Just people in my chat.
Oh.
Like, why aren't you fucking playing? I'm like, dude, I didn't even.
I didn't know.
I was supposed to be playing in these, first of all.
Who'd they play with?
Falcated? Like, there's only one team that's playing with their actual team right now. It's a team that's winning, Shopify. Like, SSG's not playing. FaZe ain't playing. We're not playing.
Who is Shopify now?
Frosty World 2, Cycle, and Last Shot. Fuck. But they're like the only team that's playing.
Wait, where did
but people
Snakebite
are on my
playing?
Ass and I'm not playing. I'm just like, huh?
Is Snakebite still on Sentinels?
I don't know if his team's announced. Or I know they're not announced yet, but they're not playing it either. Like, they're just like, dude, Formal's such a dick. I'm just like, so I'm going to play the next one, even though Legend's in France, and it's
when
probably going to be chalked on Sunday.
Oh, so this Sunday.
And I'm going to play in it, and they're going to be like, why aren't you on the fucking watch party? And I'm going to be like, dude, there's no fucking winning. Like,
you're
what
damned
the fuck?
If you do, you're damned if you
that's
don't.
That's what I'm
brother.
Saying, bro.
Well, the watch party, yeah. I mean, the watch party this weekend, bright and early, starting tomorrow, dude. The major starts fucking tomorrow.
I can't
it's
wait.
So
wait,
lit.
What time does it start at?
9 a.m.
Tomorrow it's 9 on Saturday or on Friday. Saturday it's 7:30, and then Sunday it's 9 again.
7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
On Friday,
because there's five
and
matches
Saturday.
Instead of four.
Yep.
Holy fuck!
So what time do you think we're gonna be done by 3?
Four matches. I usually estimate like an hour and a half to 2 hours per match. So tomorrow, yeah. Maybe 3, latest 4.
But Friday and Saturday?
I mean, five matches? Fuck, that could be 7:30. We could be done at like 5:30.
Fuck.
No. I mean, no, it's not. It's not going to take 10 hours.
Well, no, because it's still the last match is still the same time as the first day. So if anything, it just we're just starting earlier. We should end around 3 and 4 again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm usually like 2 hours per. But
if there's no delays, that is, then it should be 3 or 4 each day.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a 3-0, it'll be like an hour series. But then you have the interviews, which adds like 15 minutes, and then they got to set up. I mean, it just all depends how seamless it is and how many issues they have. It's the first tournament of the year, and it's in Madrid, so I'm assuming there's going to be a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the on-site team, I mean, usually international tournaments are just
yo, can I tell you something?
Harder.
At first, I didn't give a shit that we weren't going to Madrid, and I was like that. But once people started posting pictures, and I'm like, oh, shit, I was there. Oh, shit, I was there. I started getting a little bit of FOMO, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
36 Michelin star restaurants, and they are cheap.
Did you see TJ Halley's team's fucking Airbnb?
Yeah, it's just fire.
That shit looked insane.
They're living like kings?
Did you not see it?
I didn't watch it. I saw, like, the first clip of TJ, like, walking around.
Yeah,
let me see it, Matt Craig. I don't have the attention.
I was like,
to watch
dude, this is like
clip.
The nicest Airbnb I've ever seen.
Oh, it was 15 seconds.
But yeah, I'm so hyped for this, dude.
Was it? No, it was like
the
minutes.
First
like
major of the year,
long.
Dude. It feels like we've been watching COD for the past 2.5 months, and there hasn't been a major. It's like
who's on the watch party this week?
Fuck, Fino.
Matt. Look. Dang.
Probably cheap over there, too.
Dang.
My boy rocking BDA. What a friend.
Dang, folk.
Yeah, no, this is dope.
There's no way that team's vibing.
They're on their phones and shit.
Dude, Vivid, Gwyn, Slasher.
Look
Peach.
At this view. Look at this
TJ's
view.
TJ's kind of vibing.
Who?
TJ.
No, TJ's vibey.
Nah, this is so sick.
Yeah, what? This looks sick.
Yeah,
it's
this
so
is
so sick. So that when I started seeing this... Like, people going to the churches and the cathedrals. I was like, fuck, man.
It's like, it looks like a fucking, like, a Vegas suite or something.
Yeah.
Just put in the middle of Madrid.
Damn, we really did do our thing when we used to stay in suites, huh?
That boy, money. More.
Money
more.
Biscuit up, in the kid? House. Oh, shit, wine cellar.
Nah, yeah, this is dope. Now I'm jealous.
A little
this
bit.
But also, like...
Nah, 10 hours there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just... I mean, I would have loved to go.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Next time. All right, Matt. Thank you. Oh, my God.
It comes
with
an ashtray on the
balcony. It comes with a balcony and an ashtray? You're so hype.
I saw an ashtray and I was smoking a cig, too, and I was like, yo, this looks insane.
That's dope.
Yeah, watch party tomorrow. I'm super excited. First major of the year.
This podcast is, of course, brought to you by... Hims. Are you looking for a boost in the bedroom? Hims is here to help with personalized ED treatment options, and it's all online. When your car breaks down, you take it to a mechanic with no hesitation. You need it. It's not something most guys can fix themselves. And men should think the exact same way when talking about ED. But the reality is you might be hesitant to seek help. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get access to personalized ED treatment without stepping outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to a range of doctor-trusted ED treatments like chewable hard mints and Viagra and Cialis, and their generics for up to 95% cheaper. The process is 100% online, and there's no need for that uncomfortable doctor visit. Just answer a series of questions on the site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. With hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, Hims can help you find the ED option that works for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/optic for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. The products mentioned are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who would determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. This podcast is also brought to you by Shopify. Shopify is the place that makes it easy to seize the moment in this brand new year to become your own boss and start a business. We gotta clutch up. I get it. You have doubts. You have questions. Starting a business is hard. I'm in the same boat as y'all, but Shopify is here to help. When I started BTH merch years ago, there were times there was completely a time where I didn't even want to start it because I didn't know where to start. Shopify helps you with that. Shopify helps you create a store. Shopify helps bring your business dreams to life. Shopify helps make things happen. They put it in the simplest terms. It's effective. It's 2025 and a new year means new opportunities for BTH. For a lot of you out there, I know you've been thinking about one thing over the holidays, and that's starting your own business, BTH. But you have so many questions. How do I get started? How do I come up with a brand, BTH? How do I sell stuff to people? What am I even going to sell? BTH merch through Shopify. Take a deep breath. Shopify's got you. How do I know? Because I had the same questions when I started. Here's what I learned. The best time to start a business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. The simplest for anyone and everyone. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help you with the details like shipping, taxes, payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? Yeah. What if someone beats you to the idea? Now they're millionaires. Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your first $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/optic, lowercase.
I hope this builds a little hype around COD.
Much needed.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be lit.
Yeah, no, it's definitely gonna be lit. But
everyone always talks about COD in like a negative light, but if you look at the viewership across the watch parties, and I mean the viewership is still amazing. So like competitive Call of Duty viewership is still there. It's just the actual game when you try to play it. I haven't played ranked or anything. I heard cheaters still suck on PC, but now you can play on console. That's good. I think the league is still fun to watch.
Wait, when did that
especially
start?
When you have events yesterday.
So no, you what are you playing on? Still PC? Oh, you haven't.
Yeah, I'm gonna play on PC when I play, unless it's like unbearable. Then I'll switch. But that's I don't want to give up the frames. But yesterday I was watching people and it didn't look that bad.
Yeah. How bad are the frames
on console?
Yeah,
I think 120.
120 max.
So it's not the worst, but also I don't use a PS5 controller. So I'd have to use a PS5 controller.
That's why I don't want to play PS5 either.
PS4.
Oh, yeah.
I think the PS5 controller sucks compared to the PS4 controller.
I don't really like
PS5
either.
Yeah, I just don't use the controller.
I don't like those sticks, like the small, like, I don't know. But I think the event's going to be hype. Especially,
I think people love COD Lands.
I'm happy for Europe for getting a tournament. I mean, I feel like for them, they've been sort of... It's been a drought. There's been no event in Europe since the first year of the league, 2019.
It's been
2019. So Spain isn't England, but it's still, you know, if you're in Europe, I feel like getting to Spain is a lot easier than getting to the U.S. So happy for them. I hope viewership, I feel like it shouldn't take a hit just because the start times and definitely out of whack.
People, I feel like tomorrow and Friday are going to take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah. Dude, no, the amount of people that are going to be at work watching this shit is going to, we're going to have a really good viewer. Trust.
No, viewership's, I don't think it's going to be bad, but I just think it's going to take a little bit of a hit. Like Sunday is going to be popping and stuff. But
Matt, be on a separate tab, and we'll get back to this Charlie Intel bracket.
Think about like a Friday of league matches. Go to Twitch. It's a major, so it's different. There's definitely more hype around it, but just think about like a Friday league matches. Viewership's always lower until like a little bit later in the stream because everyone's getting home.
What a Call of Duty.
Tomorrow's all bangers too, though. Tomorrow, every single match tomorrow, I think, has potential to be good.
Oh, yeah, every match tomorrow is
fine. Actually, go to games. Go to games.
I just think right now with COD, every match, bar Falcons matches, could be interesting. You just never know.
What the fuck?
Falcons are strong.
The Falcons are like...
Bar Falcons matches?
Yeah, no, they're 0-12 in hardpoint. They can't buy one.
Yeah, look.
0-12 in hardpoint.
They're about to tie New York's record, which was 13 in a row in Vanguard. Jeez. They lose one more hardpoint.
But they're about to turn around on the land.
It might. Fuck.
Dude... All right, look, I know what you're saying about the viewership, but we're number 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, look where we're at.
Oh yeah, COD on a weekly basis is not great, but the major still gets good, or like the CDL still gets good viewership.
Exactly right. Wait. Like where before, like there's a shift happening, and where in the past creators, including you, were keeping this thing like up in the rankings when it came to viewership on Twitch and otherwise, like it was up there. Right now it's switching over to esports to be the one that carries that weight to level us up on the rankings of this thing.
I mean, I think Call of Duty competitive being back on Twitch would just immediately pay dividends for
everyone.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, I always kind of preach it. I would love for it to be back on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's our main platform, and streaming it on YouTube, we're taking time off our main platform to go do the watch party, which people are like, well, you're still streaming, but not the same.
No.
Because that's our main platform. But yeah, I think if it ever does come back to Twitch, I mean, immediately that will be boosted just even throughout the week because there's so many people that are now coming to Twitch on a regular basis to watch it, that it'll just have a trickle-down effect.
I wonder how many people watch your stream and then just don't know about your YouTube watch party at all.
That's what I was saying, and I feel like it's kind of a bigger percentage than people think. Because like, I get off my stream on Twitch, and I'm like, how many people that follow me on Twitch genuinely know that we actually go over to YouTube and do this watch party? The watch party gets a shit ton of viewers, but I'm sure there's like probably 15, maybe 20% of people that like don't even know about it. And that's why I'm like, I always feel bad because I love doing the watch party, but we're also not live on Twitch. And that's where people that watch me probably mainly expect me to be. And I'm sure there's some that just don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, bring that shit back to Twitch.
Please.
Please.
I feel like people kind of like, even YouTube, I feel like if you watch streams on YouTube, then you watch streams on YouTube. I feel like rarely do you see people, usually pick a platform. The watch party, I think, might be a bit different.
Yeah.
But I mean, just look at, YouTube's like a different beast. Like me and Mark were talking about it like on the podcast a while ago. We've seen people that go live to 20 viewers on Twitch have like 700 on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's such a different viewer base.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never watch YouTube streams unless I'm watching your guys' watch party. That's like the only time I've watched YouTube live streams.
I don't watch any
live streams. Yeah, the discovery's hard. Like, only people that know about what we're doing are going to come watch it. Like, it's like...
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
It's just stupid because, like, the way Twitch works, I mean, the interface is pretty simple. If Skump is live, you're going to know he's live. YouTube, it's like, if you have a bad thumbnail for your stream, there's a chance it doesn't get seen. Like, I've always hated that aspect of YouTube where it's like, despite the content, the name... If they're subbed or not, you'd also need to have a good thumbnail made for like each stream.
Kinda
that's
insane.
Absurd to me. It's like stupid.
Insane how important the thumbnail actually is.
Hey, what would it take for me to go live on my YouTube channel for the watch party this weekend? What do I need?
Just your login.
Yeah, just your login.
That's it.
Do I need to get approval from Activision to do that? Let me.
I've always wondered why you're not going live. It literally makes no sense.
No. I just want to know what it would look like. Okay, moving on. Seth, Chiefs versus Eagles in the Super Bowl
rematch.
What do you think? Putting some money on it?
No, definitely no, definitely not put money on it. I think it's going to be a banger, though. It's the rematch. Obviously, I think it was 38-35 a couple years ago. I was there live at the game. It was tough. Our defense kind of shit the bed that game, but I feel like our defense this year is better. I don't know. I think we got them, but it's going to be – I mean, it's the Chiefs. You can't rule them out.
Wait, you have to go. What? I forgot it was the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the thing.
You have to go.
Dude, this guy
– everyone's going to say you weren't a real fan, that you didn't go after talking about the birds the whole time.
Now, the only thing thing I know is if you don't go, you're going to say after that you should have went. I know for a fact. But I should have went, dude, especially if they win.
For sure.
I also have the Eagles winning, too. I actually think the Eagles win.
The thing
I think Saquon's a fucking god.
Yeah, 100%.
That guy is unreal.
Yeah.
You want to hear a crazy stat?
Yep.
So there's a statistic in NFL. There are certain quarterbacks who all time have been incredible at clutching. Brady in the fourth quarter, or no, when it's fourth down and there's like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and they're losing, Brady is 5 for 11. He's one of the best. There's only one player that's perfect, Patrick Mahomes. 7 for 7. Fourth quarter, 2 minutes or less, fourth down, needs a field goal or a touchdown, 7 for 7.
Jesus.
That's an insane statistic. That is a crazy stat.
My wife gave me this statistic. Every time that he's about to have a kid, he wins a Super Bowl. And guess what? Patrick Mahomes is about to have another kid.
Wait, what? How many Super Bowls? How many kids he got?
This is going to be his fourth.
This is his fourth kid?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
He's just pumping out rings and babies.
Yeah.
Imagine being a baby, seeing that square footage. You're just like...
of his house?
Yeah.
That is fucked, man.
You're eating grass-fed beef?
That would not be impressive. What your environment is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to see that as normal.
Yeah, bottom line is, though, Seth, you can't not go to that.
Bottom line, bro, for real.
Can't.
I know, man. I want to go really bad, but it's like we have the watch party this week, so that's 4 days.
Bro, fuck all that, bro. You just have to go to that game.
No, put it to him like this. How much money would you pay out of your pocket to go see your favorite team or your team win a Super Bowl and then just move that figure over to what you're not going to make that weekend?
Just fuck the money. Just like you have to go to that.
You have fuck the money. Literally fuck the money.
It's like your team in the Super Bowl.
The reason you make money is so that you can afford to see these experiences, like and you're not even paying to see this experience.
I know. I really want to go.
Okay,
There's a sim where you're meeting Saquon, and you're popping bottles with Saquon, and you're both wearing Oakley glasses, and you're making a sick ass pose, and it's going on Twitter.
And
that's a possibility for you.
Yes.
Actual possibility for you.
I mean, yeah, that would be fire.
Can't miss out on something like that. I mean, I'm not saying that's going
to
happen.
I would go. Because I can't even imagine go to that Giants being the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I can't even taste it. I can't even smell it.
I can't imagine either. Yeah, we're trying to figure it out.
Like, I've been hearing you say birds for the bowl the whole year. Now they're going to the bowl. You're not going to go? Now you're not
going to
go
once they're at the bowl. Dude, we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure it out.
We have
the tickets. I'm just trying to figure out my scheduling.
Oh, dude, if I'm you.
We got to book our flights.
No, we don't. Okay, this is the thing. You don't have to do nothing. All you have to do is.
Oh, wait, we don't have to get our flights either?
No.
Oh, what? Wait, really?
Bro, everything's paid for.
Okay,
yeah,
ain't
food.
About the money either, okay?
Like, I know, stop thinking about the money.
The
reason you make money is so that you can have experiences like these.
Very good point.
And you're not even spending your money to do
that. I didn't know it was all expenses paid. I thought it was just the tickets.
What,
it's not about the money either.
Wait, you thought you were going to have to pay for the Super Bowl tickets?
No.
The flight?
It's not about the money. It's about the time off. It's not about the money.
Okay, time off equals no money made? It's about the money then.
Exactly, like you got hit offline that whole day, but then you also got a teleporter.
Popping off.
Huh?
Like, imagine, like, you just get hit offline all those days. Like, someone just fucking with you.
Lizard squad comes back.
But then
back.
All of a sudden, a teleportation device appears at your door, and you go to the Super Bowl.
I'm planning on going. Right now, I'm planning on going.
Wait, Matt, can you look up the price of, like, the cheapest seat at the Super Bowl? I'm curious about how much it costs.
$3,000
to get in the door. Nosebleeds, three?
I'd probably say three.
What? That's crazy. I was thinking 1,500 for nosebleeds.
Maybe two. I'm going to go two. My guess, how much do you think it is to get in the door at the Super Bowl?
No, I'm cheaper than $2,500.
I'm saying
really?
Two.
Really?
Nosebleeds?
$4,200.
I was thinking $1,500 for the absolute bleeds.
Just go to SeatGeek.
I was thinking like $4,000, bro.
$5,000. Look in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, $4,000.
It's $4,000 in the nosebleeds?
What?
I was like $1,500. The fuck?
Wait, how much is the lower bowl? $10?
We have access.
Bro, you, oh, Seth, you're sitting like at 114.
No, no, no. Bro, we have access to go on the field.
Oh, or you're on the
field.
Wait,
what?
We have access to go on the field.
You're fucking around.
Stop.
Or you're on the field, bro. I mean, or you're in Kendrick's fucking halftime show on the floor dancing.
Oakley's
and shit.
Like one of the biggest dogs.
No, it's one of the main sponsors. Bro, I want to call you names.
Yeah, Oakley's a top dog, man.
Bro, if you don't go to this, you're going to regret this shit forever.
Oakley's the, what did you just say? The big doggy dog.
Big doggy dog. Damn, man.
Oh, I'm trying to figure it out.
What is there to figure out? Where I was going with, if I'm
yeah,
you, is
ass.
That.
They are on my ass. Whoa. Not last year. 2 years ago when I went, I was in the
$10,000 section?
No, nah, we were at the
$7,000 section?
South End end zone.
Like bottom bowl?
Yeah, bottom bowl. We were like 10 rows up.
That might be 15.
Yeah, you're way up there.
I can't see. My eyesight's...
Regardless of the fact, Seth, there's literally a limited amount of situations in which you have to do something. And I'm talking about 99% of the time, you can do anything that you want and there will be no repercussions.
I was saying in my stream, how many times in my lifetime are the Eagles going to go to the Super Bowl? I mean, it could be.
Exactly.
Could be the last time. Just go on a crazy L streak and never go back.
Bears fan, listen, there is zero chance that the people in your chat aren't telling you to stay and stream for them.
They were saying, most of them were saying go.
Yeah, exactly. And the ones that were saying to stay probably don't even fucking watch you on a daily basis.
And they also don't give a fuck about football.
Yeah, you're
the ones that actually know the fuck's going on. Like, bro,
anybody
go.
Telling you to what? Stay is a hater.
You are silly.
Yeah, like, why do you get free tickets
silly.
To the Super Bowl?
That's
you should
crazy.
Stay, bro, and stream
That's,
for us.
That is crazy.
What? Like, what? Go to that shit, bro.
You just texted BK, said we're going.
I just said any word on the bowl. Because we're trying to figure it out.
There's nothing to figure out. I talked to Bill Kenny yesterday.
Okay.
And we were making fun of you.
Hurt yet?
Huh?
Hurt yet?
What? Getting them riding it? A
I'm,
little bit.
All I'm saying, all right, man, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, like.
No, that'll be sick, though. I mean,
Kendrick's
that's just.
Bowl or halftime?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that, personally.
Dude, we go there, I mean, chili cheese dogs.
They're not
dogs.
Like us.
Oh, man.
That's going
to
be so
interesting. The last Super Bowl I went to, we had like a Eagles fucking. I wonder, I haven't texted like Eric and all them if they're going. Like Eric, Cap,
mm-hmm.
Enable, Tej. Well, Tej. Actually, Tej might go.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be back. But I haven't texted any of them, but we had like a little fucking squad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a good time.
CDL Stage 1 qualifiers set the all-time CDL viewership record. 6.5 million hours watched from December 6th to January 27th. That's pretty interesting.
Gotaga was...
Oh, yeah, the addition.
Yeah.
He's got some insane juice, bro.
Yeah, Gotaga...
Has he been watch partying every weekend?
I think just watching
no,
his team.
No, only when LAG play. Literally only.
And you know what? I don't blame him because he's got to be up at like 1 a.m. to do that one
oh,
fucking watch
shit,
party.
True shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean.
Wait,
no. He lives in France, right? Is that 6 hours ahead from here?
Yeah.
I think it's so. Late night there then.
Hey, Siri, what time is it in Paris? 6 p.m.
Stop talking to robots, dude.
So he's doing like 8 p.m.
Mm-mm. Nuh-uh.
That's sick.
You know what you asked me if I'm stoned as a or high as a kite when I'm talking to the robot. Mm-hmm. You know what I do on my downtime?
What?
And it gets fed to me is like top 10 moments where Formal displayed inhuman abilities or top 10 scum plays of all time. That's what I'd be watching.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'd be like, oh, those are my boys. I swear to God. Yeah, so who do you... So I hope that you come. I'm going to be there. So if you're
going
to be
there... It's just me and you going, right?
Yeah. If you don't go...
Bill Kenny, I said any word on bowl, he said you're going. Oh! See, I told you I was working on it, man.
Yeah, shut your ass up. You think I talk to the same guy you talk to on a daily basis?
Good time, man.
Dude. Yeah, do you know how... Wait, we're sitting together?
Of course.
Oh, man, I'm going to be so juiced. Oh, man.
Dude. We're going to Hero?
Bro, Bill Kenny's like, I mean, the only thing is that you might have to share a room with Seth. I'm like, no, he's rich. He can get his own fucking
place. Bill
was
like, there's only one room. I said, Bill, we will get a hotel room if it comes down to it.
Yeah.
But then he was like, well, you might not be able to find one, which is low key.
No, it's not.
It's in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, but just think about how many people are there for the
That's what I'm saying. You guys probably should look one up.
Who's getting the Red Roof in?
The Bourbon Street?
Listen.
Isn't that what it's called?
I wouldn't worry about that.
Bourbon Street? That one street in New Orleans that's Ratchet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe don't go down there during the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. No. We're going. I think I'm flying in like Saturday night, sleeping, waking up, doing the Super Bowl day, and then leaving the next morning.
No, you're going to all those fucking parties.
I'm getting there Thursday night, partying Friday, partying Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday, flying the first flight out back here so that we can do Optic Night at the American Airlines Center. Bro, it's a fucking 4-day binge for me.
4-day bender.
Yeah,
bender. I'm trying to be more in out.
Yeah.
Bing, bing.
Not me. I like to take my time.
Because then if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, you're going to want to party that night. Just off the pure energy and aura in the fucking atmosphere.
Well, once you drink one, your whole mindset changes every time. It always, I'm going to have two drinks. And you drink one, you're like, tequila.
And then you're buzzing, and then it's like, it's wraps.
Do you know where our seats are?
No, and I don't give a fuck. If they were nosebleeds, I've never been to a Super Bowl.
It's Oakley. You're going to have good seats.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm curious.
We might be in the suite.
Nah, yeah. No way. Because last time I went, you guys were like guests of Oakley?
Yeah.
You guys are going to have insane seats.
Bro, we're invited to all the Oakley parties. I have invites to outside parties. I have an invite to a celebrity basketball tournament.
Yeah, just stick by him, bro. You'll be good. You guys will go to some cool shit.
You should low-key go Thursday night.
Huh?
Are you actually going to go Thursday night?
Yeah.
Because think about how many other athletes are also going to just be there.
And they
all
know
the
you.
Two teams.
They
like,
know
there's
you
going to be people everywhere. Like.
Well, they know him for sure.
They know you. All the athletes, they like COD. They watched you growing up. Can you imagine like just... Because you truly never know who actually knows you. Just big dogs walking up, yo,
he
Scum.
He don't give a fuck, bro. Let's move on before I get even more mad.
It's going to be hype, man.
Yeah, it's going to be super hype. COD Season 2 update. They added console-only mode. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
That got turned on yesterday. Can I have my PlayStation 5 back? You don't use it. And it's not even mine. It's Liv's. You took it from her.
I'll think about it.
Oh, that makes it way worse.
It's so worse. He still has my PS4 Pro from fucking way back when and my monitors.
Dude, no, I don't.
What?
He's like, yo, can I borrow these? I'm like, borrow. He's like, yeah, 5 years later. Nothing. Speed,
if you want it back, you can have it.
Speed gathers a 10,000 person crowd in Lima, Peru. He gets mayor of the city for an hour.
This guy has like a security team of like 10.
I mean, now I see. Yeah, you see why, I guess.
Yeah, what sim are we in, dude?
What the fuck?
35,446. What is that?
Sub count?
Oh, that is not a sub count, right? This is crazy. He does have 35 million subs.
On YouTube, like YouTube subs.
Oh, shit. Damn, he's the man.
Yeah, no, this is insane.
What the fuck? This is crazy. What?
Peru, I will forever, never ever forget this moment of being a mayor. It means a lot to me.
He's out of his mind.
I love it.
That's crazy, man.
Fucking crazy.
That's why they have him and Kai at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Kai just came out at Monday Night Raw. WWE's crazy, man. Logan Paul, Bad Bunny, Speed, Kai Cenat. It's just like celebrities, influencers, it's crazy.
There were I was watching the the inauguration of the president, right? What's it called? The presidential
inauguration.
And Logan Paul was there. His brother was there. Fucking, they were
Theo
hanging
Vaughn.
Out with what?
Theo Vaughn.
No, not the Theo Vaughn.
Nelk boys were there.
The Nelk boys. No, what's his name? Fucking Conor McGregor.
Oh yeah, I saw him. I saw him. Pressed. I think he pressed the pause, didn't he, or something?
No, they were writing. They were on a press tour, so they were like talking shit to each other, but like they were laughing with each other also.
Your tune changed. Now that I'm here,
it
was just funny. Theo Vaughn, like, called the Paul brothers out because his, like, chair broke. Yeah. He was sitting right behind him or next to him, and he just fell through it.
Yeah.
He's like, those guys fucked with my chair. Yeah. And they were like, dude, we didn't touch your chair.
Yeah.
He's like, my bad. He apologized on Twitter.
The fuck?
He's like, the Paul brothers thought it'd be funny.
They fucked my chair. I'm in place. That guy's funny in conversation.
Anyway, I think that we are going to be in for a cool awakening tomorrow when we find out. I mean, I think we won't know what the crowd's going to look like until Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, you can't judge it. You can't judge it Thursday.
When you don't water your plants, you don't know how many people are going to show up to a European event.
It'll be hype.
I hope so.
I'm sure it'll be hype.
I know a lot of people from London are going. I mean, this is like the perfect. What I liked about the old ways is that people from around the world would go to a destination. Like, that's why I believe that every champ should be held in Vegas, right? Like the Las Vegas Falcons, like, they don't give a shit whether it's in Vegas or not. In fact, like, I don't think that they would rather be anywhere else besides Vegas, because Vegas is such a sinful city that they wouldn't be there. So I suggest that Las Vegas going forward becomes neutral ground for all teams, and every single year champs is held in Vegas.
Vegas would be sick.
Honestly, every year.
Yeah.
Any major.
I'm down.
Like, I think places like Toronto, Chicago, like New York City, for example, all places that, like, for example, my parents want to come to Toronto because they want to go check out Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, any places you can hit the double whammy. Go to the COD event.
Correct.
And explore a new place or
Correct.
A place where you can always try new restaurants or tour different things. I agree with you. Like, Columbus, Ohio, for example. I love Columbus. We love Columbus. But is Columbus going to, like,
There's
bring...
There's no
champs aura. It's not going to bring people there, I don't think.
Nah.
I agree with Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is the only place where I believe like we
Vegas
belong.
For 6 days was awesome, but also dangerous.
Oh, fuck, we were there.
Because the only
so
thing to do in Vegas
dude.
For 6 days is gamble, eat, and drink. There's nothing so else to do in Vegas.
Sounds
sure,
like
you can
fun.
Go.
Well,
sure,
work. You can work, go, gamble, eat.
Yes. Sure, you can go to the Cirque du Soleil drinking, eating after, eating during,
then
room
you walk
service.
To the lobby, you see it.
$25
like,
waters in
the
room.
Whole friend group at the fucking blackjack table. You just go upstairs. You got to go say hi to him. Then you get forced to sit down.
Yeah.
Then 3 hours later, like
to, you go to the ATM. You just, then you're stuck. Once
what are
you
gonna
there,
do? Stop
you,
playing? Like, you're like, guys, I'm broke. I'm gonna go upstairs.
You can
like,
never
what?
Stop. Why are you going to bed, dude? You're gonna die one day.
You,
fuck,
you also,
you're right.
You also, well, that's me. But you also have to take into account that, like you said, like the opportunity to go and explore a place that you've never been to, or go back to a place that you love, like allows for the venue to be that much fuller, because it's not just gonna be the locals. It's going to be people from, I don't know, all over the world. They have always wanted to go to Vegas, and now they have an excuse to go to Vegas and experience Vegas while at the same time experiencing and watching the green wall in person. What?
Vegas was sick.
Vegas has to be like a top three city just anybody wants to visit in the U.S.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah. You know what?
Like, you're not from the U.S.
You and I haven't sat at a table in almost like 4 years.
What, London?
Yeah.
I Probably feel like London. That was...
Yeah.
We were on a heater until the haters started to come and throw all their bad... vibes into
what the blackjack
yeah,
table
Seth.
Yeah oh that was
Seth.
You right
no.
Who
no.
has a shoulder just shouldn't have done
no
that.
I didn't bring bad vibes
was a
to your
long
table
time.
I just hear
our
more
city
bets.
Was hitting on 20. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Alec?
No, he wasn't.
Shouldn't have done that.
It wasn't that bad, but it was bad.
He
I was
calls
like,
no
you
more bets
say.
Uh-oh.
He'd have like a 12
sit the drink over my shoulder. I'm like, wait, what?
He'd have like a 12 versus should've 6 and hit, and I'd be like, come on,
don't touch those chips, they're already down.
Omens did that shit to me last time I was in Vegas, and I was there, and I had $300 on a hand of blackjack, and then he's gonna be like, he's like, I'm gonna lose already. And I look at him, and I lose, and then he starts laughing like, ah, like it was the,
oh
like it was
God.
The, and I fucking look at him, and then the guy, the dealer like chuckled, that I fucking got so mad.
Oh, the dealer
I'm like,
chuckled.
I look at him, I'm like, that was funny, huh? I fucking put all my chips in, all of them. It was like $1,300. Let's go. After I won. I won that shit, walked out. Thank God you won that hand.
That's dangerous ground.
Oh, I would have been so mad. I would have not gone outside to smoke with Omens.
I just remember you fuming at the blackjack table. We were all winning and you were just losing.
Oh my gosh.
Shotzi's just like this. I'm like this.
Dude, everyone was just collectively winning and I was getting like 10-2, 10-3, Shotzi blackjack. I'm like, holy shit, my luck is horrible.
It's always Seth with the $25 chips. He has 8 chips total. Yeah. Okay? He's got $200.
Most of them are red.
He loses all that, he just says, this place is fucking rigged. And he just stands up and drinks the whole rest of the weekend.
That's right.
I've seen him do that like 4 different times.
That's right.
There are two kinds of people. There are people like Seth, and there's people like Nate Shot. 8 minutes at the casino, $11,000 down, asking for another fucking marker within the first 10 minutes that he was there. The best. He made it back. Got himself
good
a hoopla.
For him. If I went down 11K in the first 10 minutes, I would be distraught.
How do you even, what does he do? Does he play like max limit blackjack?
Yeah.
Just like private room?
No, he's with us regular folk. He's in there just betting.
Then he's raging because someone's playing table minimum and like he's playing table maximum. Yeah. Someone's ruining it, but he doesn't want to be mean.
He's winning, he's not.
Yeah.
Vegas is a sim. Like we were sitting at a blackjack table and to our right was like the VP of marketing for Wendy's. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, what's up, dude? Take my number. Let's gamble. I said, all right. I said, sure.
Where's the number?
I said, give me a 4 for $4. Let's get this going.
Where's the number? We're always looking
he's
for
in my
QSR.
Phone. Steven Wendy's. I saved him as.
That's fucking crazy.
He's a nice guy. But see, Vegas is just crazy.
See if he wants to sponsor Optic, I'll give you 15%. 15%.
Okay. The guy, when I was in Vegas last month, I'm talking to this guy. We're playing Baccarat because Baccarat's like the big money game, which I'm now learning. Like everyone that makes big money, they all play Baccarat. But this guy's nice ass watch. He owns like a pharmaceutical thing. The one guy walks over fuming, sits down. He's throwing chips. He's treating the dealer like shit. I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Down a quarter of a million. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. He asked the, what's the manager
the
of
pit
the
boss.
The pit boss? He was like, I need a 25K marker. He's all right. He hands him like the highest Aria car you can get, 25K marker, 5K, loses.
That's it. It's because
it
feels like
getting
you
up,
have to up your bet.
Throwing his hat. I'm just like, dude, this is, I had to walk away. I was, this is stressful, dude. I can't bet with you.
That's not even.
Yeah. You just feel like you're like sitting there with 100 and you're like,
like
what
a
the
pussy.
Fuck? Yeah, you feel like a bitch.
Like $100 hands. He's putting 5K per, he's sitting out some watching me. And then I'm like, I win a close one, like a $200 bet. He goes, holy, stressful. And I said, dude, you're fucking stressful. I said, what about me?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to say goodbye and see you next week. As you guys are watching this tomorrow, Friday, the watch party is live at 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time.
No,
please.
Not tomorrow.
Thursday and
Sunday. They're watching this Thursday.
Sunday, 9 a.m. Central.
Thursday, Sunday, 9. Friday, Saturday, 7:30.
Okay, so
and we'll be live like probably 15 minutes early both day or
you,
all the
okay,
all
chat, did you guys hear that? I was right. Tomorrow, because today's Thursday, so you're watching this tomorrow, Friday, 7:30. We'll see you there.
9.
Goodbye. Bro, they're watching this on Thursday.
Yeah, which is the first day, which starts
and then,
at 9.
And then if they're watching this tomorrow, which is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. So it's at 7:30. Because it goes live tomorrow on Thursday.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, yo, fucking leave this in, Maddie. See you guys later. Peace.